Merry Christmas to you and welcome to this Christmas Day edition of Our Daily Bread. My name is Sheridan Voysey and I've titled today's reading, Christmas Child. Imagine the one who made cedars spring from seeds, starting life over as an embryo. The one who made the stars, submitting himself to a womb. The one who fills the heavens, becoming what would be in our day a mere dot on an ultrasound. Jesus, in very nature God, making himself nothing. What an astonishing thought! Imagine the scene as he's born in a plain peasant village, among shepherds and angels and bright lights in the sky, with the bleating of animals his first lullabies. Watch as he grows in favour and stature, as a youngster astounding teachers with answers to grand questions, as a young man at the Jordan getting his father's approval from heaven, and in the wilderness as he wrestles in hunger and prayer. Watch next as he launches his world-changing mission, healing the sick, touching lepers, forgiving the impure. Watch as he kneels in a garden in anguish and as they arrest him while his closest friends flee. Watch as he is spat on and nailed to two wooden posts, the world's sins on his shoulders. But watch, yes watch, as the stone rolls away, an empty tomb ringing hollow because he is alive. Watch as he is lifted to the highest place. Watch as his name fills heaven and earth, this maker of the stars who became a dot on an ultrasound. This, our Christmas child. Today's scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are astounded again at who you are and what you've done, giving up your power and position to be with us, emptying yourself of knowledge and language and ability to start again as that little dot on an ultrasound. We praise your humble character today, in birth, in life, and through your death for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.